This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. A love affair is like a short story. It has a beginning, middle, and end. But the end, instead of being decisive, it usually dissipates in a succession of messy anticlimaxes. F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote that in his memoir, The Lost Summer. Now, nearly eight decades later, romance hasn't gotten any easier, and writers continue to document the heartbreak. Journalist Adele Waldman is one of them. The Baltimore native has written a novel called The Love Affairs of Nathaniel P. In it, she takes on the perspective of a young man dating in New York City. I spoke with her in July 2013 and started by asking her to describe the lead character, Nate Piven, who's a writer in his 30s living in Brooklyn.
He has recently had some professional success as a writer after years of struggling, and he is enjoying an upswing in his popularity with women, but the women he's involved with aren't always enjoying the way he treats them as much as he is enjoying his situation. He's not a bad guy, but he sometimes upsets the women he is involved with.
Yeah, and if I want to understand a character like this, and frankly, he's unlikable enough to me that I don't know that I really wanted to understand him, but why would I read your novel? Why wouldn't I read something written by a man?
Right. Well, my thinking when I got this idea to write a novel about modern relationships from the perspective of a male character, why I did this was because I felt that I had read a number of novels written by men about young men who come to the big city and conquer it with their intellects and have these romantic adventures. And I felt that they often let their male protagonists off the hook for the way they treated women. And they do that in various ways, maybe by making the women characters very unsympathetic. So as a reader, you don't really care very much when they're not treated that well. And I thought that wasn't true to my life or the lives of women I knew. I thought I would write a similar book about a male character, but I would really scrutinize the way he treats women, the way he thinks about women, and to be fair to him, but also to not give him a pass and not glorify his behavior in any way.
Are there things that then you, as a female writer, can that you perceive and that you can say that a male writer wouldn't or couldn't?
I think there are things I can say. My character says things that are certainly sexist and in this day and age would be perceived as misogynistic about women's intelligence, about women's writing, that I don't think a male writer would feel comfortable saying because he would be afraid of being of the words being attributed to him, not just his character. And I think as a woman, I had a little more flexibility to explore some of my character's uglier thoughts. And I did that because I felt like it was important to talk about these ideas that some men, I think, may think, but they're not likely to speak of publicly.
How much of it is based on your own experience?
In some sense, 100%, but in a looser sense that I mean, it's fiction. I wanted it to be true in a general sense, true to life and true to modern relationships. In terms of whether it's literally true, it's not very much at all. I felt like the truth of the central relationship of the book is one I can relate to, the emotional truth, but the specifics, I've never dated someone exactly like Nathaniel P. And the truth is, for better or for worse, there's some of me in him. He, like me, is from Baltimore. He, like me, is the child of Romanian immigrants. And so he's a mix. I've never met him.
So what do you hope a young woman who's dating takes away from your book?
I hope that the book doesn't scare her, because there are aspects of the book that I thought were a little bit uncomfortable to write, honestly, about certain thoughts my character has that were troubling to me. I almost wished I could unthink them once I had thought them about. He's very critical of the women he dates. Once he starts to lose interest, he starts to scrutinize them. He thinks thoughts about their appearance that are very uncomfortable for me to write. And at times I cringe at the thought of young women reading my book and being a little bit frightened by that. On the other hand, what I also wanted women to take away from my book is I think many women have had the experience of dating a man who seems very enthusiastic at first and goes all out to be a perfect boyfriend. And then at a certain point, his behavior changes, he cools off without explanation. And I wanted women to know that they're not alone. This happens a lot. That it's,
as I hear you say that right now, and it didn't cross my mind when I was reading, but it's almost like you're really sort of explaining the truth of, it's not you, it's me, because he's the one,
right?
That's losing interest in the relationship, independent of any, of almost anything she's doing.
Right, right. And I think that can be so perplexing when you're on the other side of it, because you think, what have I done? Why is this person changing? But I want, through the book, I think you see he's ambivalent about being in a relationship, and he changes for no particularly good reason, and it's certainly nothing that his girlfriend has done.
Well, congratulations on the book. And thanks for coming in to talk to us about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Baltimore native Adele Waldman. Her novel is called The Love Affairs of Nathaniel P. I spoke with her in July 2013. We've got more about the book on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us on 88.1.